My podcast 7, Navy Fighter Pilots Earthshaking Eyewitness UAP Description and Noteworthy UAP Theories. Since the June 25th UAP report, I've seen more analysis by various experts and news media, and some earth-shaking details from retired F-16 pilot Chris Lato when he was live streaming for the first time in August with flight engineer DJ San Marco. They were discussing and analyzing Commander Dave Fravor's interaction with a UAP on the West Coast near San Diego during training exercises off the carrier USS Nimitz. It was almost a two-hour Q&A session on the sophisticated electronic equipment the Navy uses to track and identify unidentified objects. In this case, they were tracking UAPs for at least 7 days straight. My conclusion, in agreement with the panel, was that the object analyzed by Chris Lato and eyeballed by Commander Dave Fravor and Commander Alec Dietrich was intelligently controlled and a real solid object doing crazy maneuvers that no known military craft can perform.
It's rotating.
Another fact discussed is that they think, from the radar response, that the UAP was partially jamming the radar from Commander Fravor's F-18 jet. The way radar works, packets of pulses are sent out to the target, then reflected back to the radar receiver, which processes the pulses returned and builds an image of the solid object. Chris says the packets were not coming back correctly all the time, but they were able to see a defined tic-tac-shaped object in the radar processing. This was another indication that the object was real and solid. Definitely earth-shaking information. I'm patiently waiting for the Pentagon to release more evidence either way on the 140 or so unexplained UAP encounters. Professor Avi Loeb. In an August 5th interview with Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb, he discussed plans for further UAP research using the recent Galileo telescope project to search for Earth-like exoplanets orbiting distant suns in the Goldilocks zone, a term describing the right distance from the sun to support humanoid life. Also, Professor Loeb has studied the asteroid-like object called Oumuamua that passed through our solar system in 2017. The object was detected as it was exiting our system and too far away to intercept with a probe, a spacecraft, to collect scientific information. Astronomers had enough data from its position and speed to determine that Oumuamua was not from our solar system, but an interstellar comet. Also, though they discovered Oumuamua as it was leaving our solar system, they could estimate its size from its brightness. And they determined that it was either a tube-shaped cylindrical object or a flat structure, the length and width of a football field. It appeared to be accelerating as it raced around the sun at speeds not normally achieved by just an asteroid passing through. Professor Loeb's hypothesis is that the object could be an automated probe made by extraterrestrials, very similar to our space probes and projects like Voyager, our Mars rover, or the recent Perseverance mission that included a unique helicopter, Ingenuity, having several successful flights in the thin atmosphere of Mars. Now for more groundbreaking Navy UAP eyewitness information that Chris Lato gleaned from F-18 fighter pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves' August 27th presentation at a UAP AIAA forum conference. AIAA stands for American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Lieutenant Graves reported on his eyewitness UAP sightings and documented fellow Navy pilots' actual visual contact with UAPs. Chris was commenting on Lieutenant Graves' presentation and decoding the technical jargon about the F-18's sensitive radar and infrared equipment used in their fighter jet training. The mission he was discussing took place in spring of 2014 on the East Coast, about 10 miles east of Virginia Beach. At first, he stated that these UAP sightings were daily and appeared during their training exercises. The military labeled them as persistent, non-participating aircraft, and the pilots were told not to engage. Chris commented that these UAP worried the Navy as they presented both a safety and security threat. The highlight to Lieutenant Graves' presentation was that he witnessed with his eyeballs what may have been the gimbal UAP as it flew by his jet, nearly missing him. And the description he gave was actually out of this world, but more about that a little later. By the way, Lieutenant Graves was the pilot who recorded both the gimbal and Go Fast videos that were eventually declassified. In the beginning of his presentation, Lieutenant Graves detailed the radar and infrared equipment technology he used to track these UAP objects. And it just so happens that they were equipped with advanced radar technology, not the run-of-the-mill electronics. I will explain. The latest radar equipment in the F-18s uses model AP9-79 electronics that electronically scans the target with an array of small and very fast selective beams, focused digitally. And because of the sensors, it's not easily detectable and is resistant to jamming. The AIAA consists of scientists and engineers from NASA and other credible organizations who are interested in UAP study. Lieutenant Graves presented real evidence that the military and the U.S. Navy are to date, and I mean today, are seeing UAP objects and tracking these real solid crafts during fighter flight training. Lieutenant Graves is actively seeking UAP sighting information from his fellow airmen and documenting their experiences, especially from those pilots who have had visual contact. In the case of Lieutenant Graves' visual contact with the gimbal-like object in 2014, he estimated that it was from 15 to 30 feet in diameter as it appeared to the four crew members in both jets. And Lieutenant Graves recounted the shocking visual mid-air encounter. He said that the craft was a gray cube enclosed in a clear dome, clearly seen through his cockpit as it passed between his jet and his wingman. This was astonishing and new information revealed by credible witnesses. Thanks for listening and more to come. Please subscribe to my UFO UAP podcast at anchor.us/Howard-Barenbaum and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Crazy Tech, now covering current UFO information from the Pentagon and other credible mainstream sources.